Today, we have lesson number 36, in which we will be studying the 8th Perek, Mishnayos 10 and 11, Perek Ches, Mishneh Yud, and Mishneh Yud Aleph. These two Mishnayos continue the discussion which we began yesterday. The situation here is a bit different. In yesterday's situation, which was Mishneh Tes, we were discussing the situation of yayin, wine, which Cheltruma Tahora, which was flowing down from the Gaso Elyona, from the upper basin, down to the lower one, in which there were Chulin Temeyim. And we learned that Rabbi Eliezer, the stricter view, says, if you can save some of it with the availability of a vessel which is tohor, do so. Otherwise, let it all go down to become tomei. Do not directly apply tuma to truma tahora. I spoke out, it doesn't appear in the Mishnah, but I spoke out the opinion of Yehoshua back in Mishnah Tes, who disagrees and says that since the Truma Tahora will become Tame anyway in a matter of seconds, you can now cause direct Tuma by catching it, trapping the wine coming down in Kelim Temeim in order to avoid the whole mixture becoming Chulin, becoming Meduma Tame. Now in this Mishnah, we're not speaking of an upper and a lower and one thing flowing into the other, etc. Because here we're speaking not of yayin, not of wine, but of shemen. And shemen, oil, is a great difference between oil, for example, and wine, for example. Because if wine becomes tomei, there's nothing you can do with it except destroy it. However, truma tomeia, of wine, all you can do is destroy it. However, shemen tomeia, shemen which is truma tomeia, you can't, the Kohen cannot eat it, drink it, use it for his salad, etc., but he can use it for fuel. So therefore, if you have the following situation, V'chein choviz shel shemen shenishpacha, the person has a barrel of oil. Forget yesterday's scenario of upper and lower, etc., just a barrel of oil, which broke, shenishpacha, which spilled. And now it's a matter of somehow catching the oil or absorbing it into some cloth or with one's hands somehow picking it up. Mode Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, they both agree. Shim yachol lahatzil mimeno revi'is betahara. If you can possibly find a vessel which is tohor, which can catch at least a revi'is of it, yatzil, you should do so and let everything else just get lost. V'yim lav. However, if you cannot save any of it, it's all spilling all over the place and you have no keli tahor available, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, tered v'sibola. Let it go down, let it become absorbed in the earth, and goodbye. V'al yivale eno b'yodov. But he should not absorb it into his hands. He should not try to catch it even with his hands, because hands, yodayim, are shniyos letuma. Stam yodayim, my hands, your hands, etc., are considered a sheni letuma. And a sheni letuma, if it touches truma, makes the truma tome. So therefore, al yitamena biyodov. As we will see in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees and says, since it's going to be lost anyway, you are allowed to catch it in Kelim Temeim, in which case you will have Shemen Tomei Truma, Shemen Truma Temeia, which the Kohen can use as fuel. So why not do that? That's Rabbi Yehoshua's way of thinking. As we will see in the next Mishnah. V'alzo, v'alzo. On both cases, now here there's a difference among the Mefarshim. The one pshat is, the vialzo vialzo, on this case and on that case, are referring to Mishneh Tes and Mishneh Yud. Mishneh Tes, the yayin in the upper gas, flowing down Yayin shel truma tahor on the upper gas, flowing down to the lower gas where there are chulin tameim. And in the other case, v'alzo, the case of Mishnah Yud, the broken barrel of shemen, which is just going down the tubes, going to be lost forever, going to be absorbed in the sand, where Rabbi Eliezer says that, too bad, you can't be metame it be yodayim. On these two cases, Omer Rav Yoshua, lo zohi trumo sha'ani muzhor oleho militamo. This situation, where the truma is, in any case, if I don't intervene, going to become tomei. Or in any case, if I don't intervene, going to go le'ibud, going to be lost, as in the case of Mishnah Yud, of the oil. So therefore, such truma, there's no azhara, there's no prohibition against making it tomei directly. Lo zoi trumo shani muzho militamo, elo mila ochlo. There's no the isor, the prohibition against making truma tomei is truma which is edible, which is going to be eaten tomorrow. However, this truma, which can't be saved, I can't even save a revius of it, it's all just going to become tomei, or going to become li'ibud, going to become completely down the tubes, down the drain, then there's no azhara against my being making it tomei and saving some of it. In the case of Mishnah Tes, in order to prevent the chulin tomeim from becoming meduma, and in the case of Mishnah Yud, of the shemen, so the kohen may not be able to eat the shemen which I catch in my kelim tomeim, but he will be able to use it for hadlaka, he'll be able to use it for fuel. There is another approach to this Mishnah, which says that v'alzo, Amar Rav Yeshua, that Rav Yeshua's leniency is even broader than that. That the v'alzo does not refer to Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yud, but rather to Mishnah Ches and Tes and Yud. And in Mishnah Ches, we're dealing with a Sofek Tumah. And according to this opinion, Rav Yeshua says there is no Isur, there is no prohibition against directly making tomei truma which is teluya, truma which is a sofek. The only isur is against being metame truma tahora vadois, definitely truma tahora. But if it's a sofek, and since if it's a sofek, I will anyway have to dispose of it, so therefore I am allowed lechatchila to make it tomei if that's of some benefit. That's another pshat in the Mishnah. Most Mefarshim prefer the first pshat. Alzo v'alzo refers to the chofesh shenishbura begato elyono in Mishnah Tes, and v'alzo refers to the chofesh shel shemen shenishbicho in Mishnah Yud. Ubal titame'eno keitzat, Rabbi Yoshua says, when is there a prohibition against making truma tahora tome, even when it's going to become tome anyway? When is there nevertheless, even according to me, Rabbi Yehoshua, a prohibition against making it tome? Only in the following case. Hayo vermi mokom limokom vechikoro shel truma biyado. If a person is traveling from place to place, and he has loaves of truma bread in his hands, Omar lo nochri, and along comes a non-Jew, and says to him, ten li achas mehen va'atama'o, give me one of these loaves, and let me make it tomei. V'yim lav, if you don't let me do that, hare ani mitamei es kulon, I'll make them all tomei. Classical situation. You're given a choice. You can yield to the Nochri and give him one truma, but if you do one loaf, but if you do that, you are giving into the hands of a guy who probably is Tomei, you're giving him truma and making it Tomei. Or do you let him take them all and make them Tomei? So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, you can't give it to him under any circumstances, because by giving it to him, you're directly making truma tahora tomei, and you can't do that. So therefore, just back out of the whole situation, let him take them all, as long as you didn't actively give them to him. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitamei es kulam, let the goy, let the nochri be metamei all of them. Va'al yitein lo, but don't you actively give him achas mehem v'yitamei, because by giving it to him, you are actively being metamei something, which, even though it's in any case going to become tamei, no difference. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua says, in such a case, you should not actively give the nochri who is tamei a kikar shel truma tahora. But what you can do is put it down on the ground in front of him, pull it on the rock in front of him, so you didn't directly do anything. Let him take it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yaniach lefonav achas mehen al hasela. By doing that, says Rabbi Yeshua, you will not be actively biodayim bimetamei a kikar shel truma. You're just putting it on the sela. Number one. And number two, in the process of allowing him to take this one kikor, you are saving all the other kikros from becoming tumeim. And that's the preferred approach according to Rabbi Yehoshua. And so we have finished lesson number 36.